Our gospel this 15th Sunday after Pentecost comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 14th chapter. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. And when he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He also said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in turn and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The word of the Lord. Please be seated. Some of you know a little bit about the story of my first call as a pastor in the church. I was called to serve a Four Point parish in rural Illinois, and on a given Sunday, I would travel between two churches, leading worship and proclaiming the gospel. Well, one of the challenges of this setup was the fact that Elissa and I would invariably arrive to the second church while fellowship was occurring, since fellowship was placed before the worship of the second church. Since we usually arrived about maybe 10 or 15 minutes before worship would start, we would just say a brief hello and then relocate to the sanctuary where I could get myself reorganized for worship. And Elissa would oftentimes come up and join me before most members of the congregation came up as well. Now, as is the good Lutheran tradition, Elissa would usually sit in the same seat at one of the churches, and the seat was, I'd say, about 7 rows back on the right when facing the aisle. Now, Elissa and I, of course, thought nothing of this sitting in the seat until about a month or two into this arrangement, when we noticed suddenly a purse was being placed where Elissa was sitting by the time we would actually arrive at the church. Not wanting to move the purse, Elissa would simply change her location. And this happened a few weeks in a row with a woman who had been a member of this congregation coming and sitting with her purse that had been placed to hold that seat specifically for her. It soon became apparent that Elissa had been sitting in this woman's seat for over a month now, and darn it, that woman wanted it back. We're kind of funny about where we sit, aren't we? Whether it's a movie theater or our seat at the kitchen table, we always tend to have our ideal spot. And you might have guessed, at least in one church, that spot was 7 rows back on the right along the aisle. In fact, I have a feeling that a number of us here in this place have an ideal spot to sit here at Messiah. Now, in our gospel reading today, Jesus notices that the dinner guests at the house of the Pharisee chose places of honor to sit at, and they all want the best seat. They all want to be placed in the seat of honor. Now, there's a certain value that they perceive in being seen in a seat that is somehow better than the others. And if they don't feel that they find a seat that gives them the honor that they deserve, I wonder how that might affect how they interact with those who are in those seats already. I wonder if they would go to the host and ask for the host to place them in a place of greater honor at the expense of honors, taking matters into their own hands. How might the host respond in this case? Now, I do hope that none of you are so attached to being in the right place that you would actually remove others from where they are sitting. I really hope that all of you find that there is room for you at the great banquet, no matter where the seat is located. But I do wonder, do we find a specific value in our spot? Are we the most comfortable in this particular location? If we were to charge per seat to sit in the sanctuary here at Messiah, would you pay more to sit in your seat? Well, I do wonder, though, would the premium seats actually be toward the back instead of toward the front rows here at the church? Unfortunately, I have some bad news for you all, because the seats that you sit in today do actually have a cost to them. Now, when Christ offers his parable to the guests of the Pharisee, his parable offers a simple choice that wasn't necessarily so simple. Begin with humility in the hope of being recognized, or be recognized and then risk being humbled. It's not that simple of a choice, though, is it? I've always wondered what it would mean if you sat in a place of humility and then got left there. Would that mean that you deserve to be humbled? Would that be getting your hopes up that you would hope that you would be exalted, and then you would feel more humiliated that nobody then would recognize your obvious value? But here we are. Here we are at the great banquet feast of the Lord. And if you are sitting in one of these seats, I can tell you truthfully, you are recognized. You are exalted. You are known. The Lord knows you and claims you this day regardless of where you sit. But remember, I did say that these seats have a cost to them. They have a cost to them because to sit in these seats means that your life can't remain the same as it's always been before. They have a cost because if you're sitting in one of these seats, you're risking your heart being changed for the sake of the gospel. Let's be honest. Wherever you are sitting here in the sanctuary here at Messiah, you are sitting in a place of honor. But to be sitting in these seats, it's not our honor that we should be concerned about. No, when we sit in these seats, we sit so that we might honor the one who brings us together to this place, Jesus Christ. And the seats that we sit in come not just with a cost, but also with a certain responsibility. We have a responsibility because as we are invited to honor the Lord in this place, we are also invited to honor the Lord in our daily lives as well. We have a responsibility because to come and sit here at Messiah means that we are challenged to take seriously our contribution to the life of Messiah, to make these gatherings a stronger and more vibrant community. And we have a responsibility to put these things together. We have a responsibility to engage in our community here at Messiah, in our daily lives as followers of the one who brings us all life and hope. Our responsibility is to one another as members of the body of Christ, yes. But more than that, our responsibility here in this place extends to the modern day poor, the modern day crippled, lame, and blind that Jesus speaks of. We are all invited to be a part of transforming Messiah, this holy banquet table, into a place where all are truly welcome, regardless of how the outside world might honor or humble them. And in so doing, we find that we might receive the greater honor still. For this place here has value, and its value is given by those who come here to be among us. Every seat is important, and every seat is given to us at great cost and yet freely given. For you are welcome here, and you are honored here. May the honor that we are freely given through Jesus Christ our Lord be reflected daily in our lives, that all may know that here, in this place, all are honored as beloved children of God, who are all exalted in God's eternal grace. Amen.